I just turned 57. That might be, is that 1 foot in the grave? I don't know. Probably not. Hey everybody, it's the Faye Driver. I know I've been going on about pod fading and stuff, and even Big Fatty on my birthday day gave me a little jab to shame me into podcasting, so here I am. And we're on our way to do my Costco run.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
We're on our way to jab Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4202. On the BFO for Wednesday the 13th of March 2024. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day. And y'all, we've received a note from Kathy Marshall, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, your fatness.
And a lucky good morning to you, too.
Good morning, Captain. Let's come on out and play. Wake up the sunshine and share this friendly day.
Hello, Munchkins. Big Fatty. I love those little donut holes. Well, you can be a Dunkin' Munchkin donut hole, I guess. But, y'all, we're heading back to the Emerald City today, because, y'all, it's St. Fatty's week, man, wishing us a good morning today. Y'all, that was my Northeast Straight Zaddy, and Holly and Casey, and Daddy Ron. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it's the Emerald City, and you know, everything is Irish green this week. So, y'all, I thought I'd just play another little selection for you Wicked. Yes, Wicked. Just comes out of your head very quickly. Y'all, I did get a testimonium, I guess it was on the Twix. From musical director Alex Anfield of the BFO, and he says that he never had the opportunity to play the Pananer for Wicked. But, y'all, he says, however, I did play for Avenue Q, which beat Wicked the year that they were both nominated for Best Musical. Y'all, I saw a documentary, and it was talking about how everyone was floored, I tell you, that Avenue Q, well, I don't know that Avenue Q won, but that Wicked lost in the Tony Awards. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, they had gotten their home permanence and everything, it's true. But anyway, y'all, if you just goggle the backstory of Wicked, you'll see all of that. But in that case, not so lucky, no Big Fatty. And y'all, this song, I should have told you that it's called One Short Day in the Emerald City. And, y'all, it's just nice. Yes, Big Fatty, give me another one of those earworms. Well, you know, Kathy Marshall says she goes to a doctor to get rid of her earworms. I said, y'all, I woke up Tuesday morning to two e-letters from that Kathy Marshall. Y'all, I mentioned one of them, but I'll just read it to you. I think it's posted over there at the BFO. But anyway, Kathy Marshall says, I had an earworm. I went to see the entomologist about it and quote, a lot of that going around, end quote, he told me. Be ready. And y'all, Miss Beaver. Miss Beaver, she says, I love that Good Baker show. I have to wait for the final season to come to the Netflix. The Good Baker. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all have caught up on, started season 10 of it. Y'all, but the main reason that I'm interrupting the little show here is, y'all, from Kathy Marshall, the subject is Dr. Stone's envelopes. And she says, Dear Big Fatty, we at the So-So Question Desk, SSQD, are busy tabulating the winner to February's contest. We appreciate your patience. Although the contest was half as long, we at the SSQD are Fanny, you could run for president with that kind of speech. We at the SSQD are procrastinating at least twice as hard. Once you add in leap day and consider that the superb owl went into overtime before the contest even started, you can understand why it takes so long to process the entries. The SSQD is pleased to announce that we will not be giving away Dr. Stone's roach-infested Mead No. 10 security alpha. Security envelopes this year as one of our mediocre prizes. Other prizes of equal or lesser value will be substituted. Love, Kathy Marshall at the SSQD. P.S. The SSQD admires the way Alan in the Uck says self-adhesive. P.P.S., if Dr. Stone's envelopes were originally self-adhesive, surely they are not by now. And then P.P.P.S., neither the potential loss of adhesion nor viability of the roach eggs detract from the value of the number of the Mead No. 10 security envelopes, sentimental or otherwise. Kathy Marshall, thank you so much for that incredibly informative update on the So-So Question, February So-So Question Contest. And we will indeed wait patiently, and we know you're working your fingers to the nubs, Big Fatty, poor thing. The spirited, happy music always makes hump day even more enjoyable. It's true. Y'all, speaking of hump day, my muscly gentleman caller was not able to come. Fatty, we don't need to hear about him being able to discharge. No, I mean, stop by the villa. Oh, well, that's very different. Yes. On two, I say Tuesday morning, but y'all, he has told me that he is going to make every effort to stop by hump day morning. Oh, Big Fatty, la hump day hump. Yes. Y'all, perhaps we'll have a gentleman caller report. Yes, Big Fatty, that'd be lovely. And, but anyway, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, Durwood, had slipped me a little special something, something, some barbecue. had that for my supper on Tuesday evening, and y'all watched the Jeopardy, and y'all, then I turned the heart throbber back on, started season number two, I say chew, and y'all, it really is a cute show, and those boys, they love to kiss each other. Yes, Big Fatty, lickety splickety, are they slipping the tongue yet? I don't know. It's cute, and you can tell they grew up a little bit between season one and season two, and. After all that, I headed on to bed at a reasonable time. Y'all, did I tell you I've changed the time of my go to bed pills from 8 p.m. in the evening to 8:30 p.m. in the evening. You know, just cause we're you know, the days are getting longer, and so I just thought that would the reminder at 8:30 p.m. in the evening would. We'd be better. And y'all, by the way, the two automatic clocks still haven't updated. So y'all, I've taken them off the wall and I've put them out on the back porch so they can receive the signal from the mothership to update. Yes, Big Betty, the mothership. And but we'll see if they finally do. If not, I'll just have to take the batteries out and just start all over. Yes, Big Betty, give it a start all over. And y'all slept like a baby. Y'all woke up a little bit after 6 a.m. in the morning, but I rolled over and went back to sleep. I don't know. Well, I shouldn't say back to sleep, but I just kind of drifted a little bit. Maybe that was it. And you finally got up about 6:30 a.m. in the morning. No, it was later than that. I started looking at the cellular telephonic device about 6:30 a.m. in the morning, and then I got up. I don't know. It was about 7:10. Got the newspaper. Got my bed all made up. Y'all, do you make your bed every day? You should. Then had my coffee, read the paper, watched Miss Gail King. Y'all did a preview of the circular for the Vonsies. Y'all, they've got the good cone beef and cabbage on sale this week. Yes, Big Fatty. And the Kerrygold butter. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Then after I had my breakfast and did my puzzles, y'all, I was off on the morning wickanock. Nipplewalk, Big Fatty. Are you having aphasia? I don't know. Wasn't aphasia one of the winners one year of the American Idol? Aphasia Barini or something like that. Y'all did my senior size class, and y'all, it was lovely. And then I came back here to the villa, had a little snicker snack, if you will. And y'all, then I hopped in the share, cause y'all, Tuesday evening, the Nip and I, we are joining our friends for the wine dinner at the Three Caballeros. No, what is it called? The Three Cabarras, or anyway. the three Carrabbas. Yes, Big Fatty, the three Carrabbas. So that's coming up a little bit later today. And so, y'all, I got my shirt, and I was going to lay down just to kind of put my feet up a little bit. But I said, no, I will go and I will record the little show first. And, y'all, so here I am recording the little show. And, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy!
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Oh, he is fat and thin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Freddy.
Hello, Big Fatty. I've got a so-so question for you. Play the music. Okay, so my so-so question is, what do you do since you don't wear underpants? And if you use like a bidet, which is like a French bum washer, then your bum's all wet and you get up and walk away and your pants are going to have all these wet patches on the back. So how do you stop that? Okay, this is Scotty Rizzi Butler. Oh, brother. I've got to fast forward this show. I never listen to it.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Scotty. And, Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And, unfortunately, So-So Question Month has ended. However, if you would like, I can ask the judges if they will accept your tawdy so-so question. In fact, let's just do it now. Judges, what say you? Dear Gussie, I was afraid of that, Scotty, but Scotty, I'll be happy to hold this question until, you know, like Dr. Stone's already gotten a question in for next year, so-so question month. I'll be happy to hold this question till then, but you'll have to let me know if you want me to do that, or if you want me to forget you said it was a so-so question. Well, Big Fatty, you can't forget what you've already heard. Well, I guess that's probably true. But anyway, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely hump day. And Scotty, I heard that music there at the end of your call. I'm not familiar with that little show, but it sounds like it was playing at chipmunk speed. Yes, Big Fatty, just like the BFO. y'all, let's see. I think that's it for today. Y'all, I'll give you the menu and a full restaurant review on the three Carrabba's wine dinner, but y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the old Faye Driver. And Faye Driver, now that you're 57, what do you want to get out and do?
We're on our way to jab Big Fatty.
Oh, yes, get in line. Well, anyway,
you can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.